When President Donald Trump ordered an end to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, last fall, he told Congress to pass a replacement by March 5th. But that didn't happen, and now those protected by the program could soon be eligible for deportation. Our reporter Natalie Van Hooser spoke with the social services coordinator at the University of Nevada, Reno, who works with undocumented students.
Jahahi Mazariego, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Since you work with the UNR undocumented population, could you explain what the sentiment is right now?
I hear and see a lot of students feeling anxious and confused about the constant changes with DACA and other immigration policies. Also with students who may not be undocumented, but they know someone close to them. They're also feeling the same anxiety and confusion.
Right. So could you expand a little bit more on that psychological stress?
I often hear students kind of thinking about what their options are in terms of, is it appropriate for me to go to school or continue to work because we don't know if DACA is going to still be here. So these are the type of choices and type of things that a lot of DACA recipients are thinking about right now. Oftentimes I hear students or individuals in the community saying, I'm so angry at my parents for bringing me here in the U.S., but I don't think they're angry at them to an extent. I think they're just angry at the circumstances that they are in the United States. And so there's a resentment part, but there's also that anger part and that depression as well.
Can you explain a little bit about how people are preparing themselves for an uncertain future?
What I do here on campus too with students and their families is a family preparedness plan. The family preparedness plan kind of just highlights the important information and phone numbers that a family should have just in case one or both parents do get detained or deported. And that does ease anxiety a little bit, of course. So it's not just meeting with students. I meet with a lot of faculty, actually. They're concerned of their own students. They're concerned of their students' safety. And it's okay to say, I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out with you.
Does UNR have a plan for if the DACA program is canceled? What will they do for these students?
You know, that's where I come into play. And because immigration policies are always changing, I make myself adapt to the changes that immigration is changing. So I oftentimes make resources that highlight the rights of DACA recipients. But I also work with the students, but also their families, and finding the resources that will help support them. And connect them to also counseling services and other mental health services because of the psychological impact that is, you know, impacting the student and their families. One of the main things that students come and see me is financial wellness. So that could be basic health services, but also financial aid services too.
While we have you here, could you explain a little bit about what is important to know when interacting with our undocumented community?
Oftentimes we focus on the numbers, the statistics on immigration, and that's important. But I think above all else, they are students, they are our community members, they are teachers. And to focus on that and not to forget the human side, that's what I really want people to get out of when I speak with them.
Well, thank you. I think that's it. Jahahi Mazariego, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Natalie Van Hooser is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism and works for Noticiero Mobile, a Spanish-English multimedia news outlet for Northern Nevada.